पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येन अक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी नमो नमः। सो वी वर इन द हितोपदेश सिद्धि साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः जाह्नवी फेनलेखेव यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनकला। प्रस्ताविका, वी आर इन द इंट्रोडक्टरी प्रीफेस, वर्स नंबर 32। यथा ह्येकेन चक्रेण नरथस्य गतिर्भवेत् तथा पुरुषकारेण विना दैवं न सिद्ध्यति। सो लेट अस लुक एट दैट वर्स। ओ बिफोर वी स्टार्ट आई वांटेड टू कांग्रेचुलेट सारा, गुड जॉब, यू डन द first level, is it? Can you tell us something about it?
Yes, thank you, Kalpesh. Yes, it's really a good program, Madras Sanskrit College, first mm-hmm. level. It's very manageable, mm-hmm. And it has nice videos, nice pictures. The amount of material they're mm-hmm. asking you to memorize is not really that great. Like Sanskrit Bharati requires huge amounts of memorization.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. And this is much more manageable and very enjoyable, especially combined with your class.
That's nice. It's glad to hear that. And congratulations on, you know, these baby steps, you know, it'll take you take you forward a lot. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm really glad that you were able to do that.
I was very proud of myself that I actually passed a Sanskrit
test. That's nice. I would request you to send a link to everybody, either
the
chat or in the email, right?
Yes, I will.
Send a link to everybody about what the class is about and let everybody else also know.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that would be nice. Congrats again. Mm-hmm. Congrats, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know many of you are also doing with Samskrita Bharati, which is good. It is nice to know that there are so many programs available outside, right? There is Samskrita Bharati, there is Madras College, Sanskrit College, there is Vyoma Pathshala. Vyoma Pathshala also does a wonderful job. Okay, those teachers, they take a lot of effort to bring up and work with students. So good.
Yeah, I'm doing the Vyoma Saumya Krishnapur.
Yes.
They're wonderful. Very nice. That Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi I'm doing with her.
Wonderful.
And then there are from North, there is this, I forget his name. He's so good. He speaks in Hindi. But he's very good too. I'll tell you the name. Just watch it one time.
For fun. You just feel free to send the emails to everybody, whatever you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And reply to what Sarah's email. It'll be nice to share these notes. I'm really glad that so many of you are doing these things. Wonderful. Om. Yatha hyekena chakrena narathasya gatir bhavet. So last class we saw this just as a chariot. Yathahi ekena chakrena, with one wheel, ekena chakrena, with one wheel. What happened? Just as the chariot cannot move, ratasya gatir na bhavet. And I was saying that gati is movement, the movement or what did we say? Indeed, you know. He, indeed, just like yatha, with one wheel, ekena chakrena, gatihi, the movement, rathasya, of the chariot, bhavet, na bhavet, should not happen, or may not happen, or will not happen, na bhavet. Na, you bring the na from here, and you attach it to the kriyapadam, na bhavet. Tatha. Now we're in the second part. Tatha evam. Evam is there in the verse? No. Evam, yeah. Tatha. So evam is there in the verse. Some books have tatha, some books have evam, which means same thing. It means evam means in that manner, or tatha so also. Similarly, it's an indeclinable. Tatha is an indeclinable. There's a pratipadikam tad, which you know, is added a pratyaya called thal. And this da becomes a, and there are quite a few rules happens, becomes tatha. So tatha is an indeclinable, which means yatha and tatha, they go together. Yatha, just like that, so also. Similarly, tatha, purushakarena vina daivam na siddhyati. Okay, so again, this is a similarity given between the previous and the next one, right? So in this case, he's saying that this with one wheel, that means that the ratha, the chariot, should be possible for the chariot to move with two wheels. Two wheels are required. So both of them are required, is what it's saying. With only one, it cannot happen. So similarly, daivam na siddhyati. Daivam is the fate. Okay. Siddhyati. Siddhyati is basically kartari prayoga. Siddhyati, it is not karmani prayoga. How do you know? Well, whenever you see this pratyaya ti, ti taha anti, si taha tha, this parasmay padam sub pratyayas, whenever you see, it is kartari prayoga. The dhatu is siddh. The dhatu itself is shidh. Shidha. That is the dhatu. So therefore, this dhatu, I think it is in the fourth gana. So how do you know it is in the fourth gana? Because divyati, the ya, the gana vikarna ya is there, right? And then not only the gana vikarna ya, okay? If it was some other dhatu, some other dhatu was there, if it is not the fourth or the sixth gana dhatu, you should look at this. This is a small aspect that you need to think about. Okay, so let's say if it was the first gana dhatu. So some examples I will give you, some of the first gana dhatu. So first gana dhatu is vadi gana dhatu. If it was a vadi gana dhatu, and I'm looking for something that is similar to this one. Ikara. Ikara would be I don't have an ikara. Yeah, siddha itself is there, but one second, okay. Let me find a dhatu for you, which is in the vadigana and which has an ikara in there. Okay. The reason why I want to show you, tell you that, is because of course there's ukara like buddh, so bodhati. We'll get that guna. I'm looking for a ikara dhatu. So dhatu which has got an upadha ikara in the first gana. Okay. Anybody? Mud modhite. Urd ru kru karshate. Karshati. Okay. There are so many dhatus. One second. Let me find out. Chiti saunyane. So let's say in the first gana dhatu. I'm just going to give you a difference between them. Okay. So first gana dhatu. Okay. And then fourth gana dhatu. And then sixth gana dhatu and tenth gana dhatu. These are the easiest ones. So we'll just do a small comparison between them. So there is a dhatu here called chiti. Chiti saunyane. Okay. So chiti saunyane, chiti means like chintanam. It is the same chintanam is chit dhatu. So this chit dhatu, this chiti saunyane, this means to think more, you know, deeply. Very deep type of thinking when you do, then this chit dhatu is used. Okay. So this dhatu, chit, is the dhatu. That e, dhirga ikara, is a nita letter. It will go away. So dhatu itself is chit dhatu. So chit dhatu, when you add the lat lakara to it, it becomes chit plus tip. So tip tas, ji, sip tas, tha, mip plus mas, right? This is an akarmaka state parasmepati dhatu. This is what? It's an akarmaka. Akarmaka. Akarmaka means it is an intransitive verb. Akarmaka dhatu, it is set. Set means it gets a nidagama. We'll look into that later. But importantly, it is parasmepati. Dhatu is parasmaipadi, means in kartari prayoga, it will get parasmaipadam suffix. Tiptasji, siptastha, mipvasmastha, atamja, or atmanipadam. Okay, so you'll get this parasmaipadam suffix. Why am I saying this? Is because, how do you know it is first gana dhatu? Because once you do this chit, you'll get chit, a and ti. Like bhu, a, ti. Okay. Then once you do that, this upada. Upada means the penultimate ik letter. The penultimate ik letter. Ik is what? E, u, r, r. The penultimate short ik letter. Okay. Penultimate. The penultimate short ik letter. Okay. In Vyakarana, we call it as laghu. Laghu is short. Okay. And penultimate is upada. So the laghu upada gets a guna. Okay. So chit aati becomes chet. Guna means the for ikara, the guna will be ekara. Chet aati. Okay. It becomes chetati. Now in the vadigana, right? The chetati, chetataha, chetanti. Chetasi, chetathaha, chetatha. Okay, chetami, chetavaha, chetamaha. So that type of a usage is there. This will be lat lakara. Then of course lit the lot lakara will be chetatu, chetatam, chetantu, cheta, chetatam, chetata, chetatam, chetata, chetani, chetava, chetama. Lang lakara, achetat, achetatam, achetan, achetaha, and so forth. By the way, there are about 100 dhatus, very frequently used dhatus, 100 dhatus, right? Dhatavaha, dhatavaha. These 100 dhatus, I will provide you a list. Okay, sometime, give me some time. I will try to get that list. These 100 dhatus, there is a list floating around. These 100 pure dhatus, what you should do is, you should learn all the forms for those. Lat, lit, lut, rut, late, lot, lung, ling, lung, right? All the forms for those, at least 100 dhatus, you should memorize. There's actually a pattern. So once you have memorized a few of them, the other ones will come automatically. Just like Shabda Manjari, you memorize, right? Rama Shabda, right? Lata Shabda, all Ajanta Pumlinga Shabdas, and then Ajanta Strilinga Shabdas, then Ajanta Napumsakalinga Shabdas. Just like that, you memorize those. There are these 100 dhatus, they suggest that you memorize the forms for these. Okay. The parasmaipadam forms and the atmanipadam forms also you memorize. Oh, I cannot memorize and all that, right? If you don't memorize, you will still be forced to look at it up later, but it will just be a little bit tougher. So what you do is that you take up one dhatu, let's just spend a week on it, right? And memorize it. Then you take another dhatu, spend, you know, almost again a week on it and memorize it. You will find that after a few days, it will come easy for you. The memorization comes easy for you. And there's a way to memorize it, is that you don't test whether if you have remembered or not. What you do is you look at it and read it 5 times. Chetati, chetataha, chetanti, chetasi, chetataha, chetatha, chetami, chetavaha, chetamaha. Okay. This is lat lakara. Chiti, saunyane, ityasma, dato, lati. Okay. You can say that. And then you say, chetati, chetataha, chetanti, chetasi, chetataha, chetatha, chetami, chetavaha, chetamaha. Then you do that at least 5 to 10 times. Let's say you do it 10 times today. Do the same thing 10 times tomorrow. Same thing you do 10 times later, right? It might look like that you're putting in a lot of effort, but in long term, this effort will be very useful. Long term, what will happen is that it will prevent you from, or the requirement to look up into books again and again will go away. Okay, so there is a long-term benefit for it. And it is worth trying. And one thing that general complaint I get is that, oh, you know, at this age, it is very difficult to do it. I think that is a misnomer. You give the brain some activity to do like that, you will be surprised. Okay, how easily you are able to remember. Again, you do this, you do 10 times today. You know, 7 times tomorrow, 7 times for 3 days, right? And then 5 times for 3 days. And then see how it happens. I think the 7th day later, you have to remember it. It will be difficult for you to forget. Okay. And then I think after a couple of weeks also, you go back and look at it again and try it out. Okay. Anyway, this is what is the mechanism of memorizing. What you do is you learn something new every day, memorize something new every day, and the next day you practice what you have previously memorized. That way you keep on practicing what you have memorized until you have memorized it. Then you add new stuff. Okay. Excuse me. So try it. Chiti saunyane. So this chit dhatu. What happens in chit? Chetati. Here the upada ikara got a guna. This is what happens in vadigana dhatu. In the vadigana dhatu. Now the second, the fourth gana dhatu is tudadi gana dhatu. In the tudadi gana dhatu, let me find out an ikara. Something that is fourth gana is a divyadi, divyadi gana dhatu. Okay. So basically, divyadi. So divu kantav. So divyati. Divyati. Okay. So let's say in this divadi, so this gana is called divadi gana dhatu. Divadayaha. Divadi gana. Okay. So let us see an example here. Where you have an upada ikara. Upada ikara, siv. Save. So there is a dhatu called shivu. Shivu, the problem with that dhatu is that it gets this dirga, sivyati. I think that might be the problem here, is that many of these will get kship. Okay, kshipu, okay. Kship is a dhatu. Okay. Kshipa prerane. Okay, which means to throw, by the way. Okay. Kshipa prerane. This dhatu, it's a sakarmaka anit and prasmepadi. It's a sakarmaka. Sakarmaka means it takes karmaka anit. Okay, and it is main paraspaipadi. So because it is paraspaipadi, it will take the same titaha and tisitaha tha, the same paraspaipadan suffixes it will take. But this dhatu, kship dhatu, if you look at it, right, kship plus lat. Okay, then it becomes kship plus tip. Tip is ti, the pakara is anit. Kship plus ti. And in this fourth gana dhatu, what you get a pratyaya called shyan. Kship, shyan, and plus thi. That shyan, shakara, nakara is an it letter, so they will go away. Kship plus ya plus thi. So all those who do not understand the it letters and all, don't worry about that. Just understand it becomes shyan and shyan becomes ya. Kship, ya, thi. And then what happens here is that because this ya is there, it is not like this A. The A was actually a shap. A was a shap. That A gave rise to a guna of this and became chetati. But in the fourth gana dhatu, kshipyati, okay, the guna does not happen. Kshipyati. Okay, so if you look at the forms of the fourth gana, kshipyati, Shipya. Okay. Shipya. This is good. Oops. Shipyataha. Shipyanti. Okay. Shipyasi. Shipyataha. Shipyatha. Okay. Then Shipyami. Kshipyavaha. See, there's already a pattern, right? You see, titaha and ti, the pratyaya same remain. But except here, there is no guna that is happening in divadi gana. That is the speciality of the fourth gana. Because in fourth gana, you'll get this kartari prayoga. Remember, we are talking only about kartari prayoga. In karmani prayoga, bhavi prayoga, what will happen is something that we'll do later. In Kartari Prayaga, in the Divadi Gana, you get this Ya. Okay. and the guna does not happen. Because the guna does not happen, and you see a ya, and you see a ti, that means we know it's a divadi gana dhatu. Okay. Then let's look at sixth gana dhatu. Sixth gana dhatu is another dhatu, which isn't easy. These are some of the dhatus that we're looking at They are easier ones, 1, 4, 6, and 10. That's why we're looking at that. Okay. Here also there's a dhatu called kshipa. Kshipa prerane. Which also means to throw, by the way. Okay. But here in the sixth gana dhatu, kship plus lat. Okay. Kship plus tip. Same. Kship plus ti. Kship plus a pratyaya, you get yes. Here is sha plus ti. Kship plus a plus ti. Okay. This is another scenario where the guna does not happen and the formation becomes kshipati. Okay. The whole six gana dhatu are called tudadi gana dhatu. This sixth gana dhatus are called what? They're called tudadi. Tudadi means it starts with tud dhatu, to break. Tudati, tudati, tudataha, tudanti. That type of a usage is there. Tudati. You see, tud like budh becomes bodhati. That means that guna happening, it's a first gana dhatu. Whereas tud, there is no guna happening. You see, tud doesn't become todati. It just remains as tudati, tudataha, tudanti, kshipati. Right? So here, this is a scenario where kshipati, kshipataha, kshipanti. Kshipasi, kshipataha, kshipatha. Kshipami, kshipavaha, kshipamaha. Okay, this is the speciality of tuda, of the tuda dagana dhatu, is that you get a a instead of a ya. Yakara, akara, you don't get that, you get only an akara. And also the guna doesn't happen. This is sixth gana dhatu. So similarly, tenth gana dhatu. Tenth gana dhatu, they are always ubhayapadi, by the way. Okay. So let me find a dhatu in tenth gana, which has got this upada ikara. In the churadi, this tenth gana dhatu, they're called churadi gana dhatu. In churadi gana dhatu, a few other things happen. There's something called as nich pratyaya happens. It's a double derived dhatus. Okay. Let me find out a dhatu here, where you have an upada ikara. Chiti has an upada ikara, but it becomes chintayati. Bhaksha truji pi pesayati. There's a dhatu called pisa gatav. Let's look at another one. Another dhatu is basically a little bit involved. Shniha. Snehane. Okay. So shniha. Shniha is raswa ikara. Shniha. Snehane. That shniha, after some grammatical modifications, the dhatu itself is sniha. Okay. Sniha. Shniha becomes sniha. Okay. Sneha means to adore. Okay. To love, to adore. Sneha, right? That type of a meaning comes in Shniha. So this dhatu, here in 10th gana, a few things happens. Sneha gets a pratyaya called nich. Okay. This nich is actually a swarthe nich. There's no reason why that pratyaya comes. Except for all the 10th gana dhatus, the nich pratyaya will come. There are two reasons for this. Once this nich comes in, the dhatu will become uvayapadi. In kartari prayoga, you can have either parasmaipadam or you can have atmanipadam. Sniha. Okay. Sniha. So sniha plus nich. Okay. Sniha plus nich. So this dhatu nich, when you do, it becomes sneha. Sneh plus e. Sneh. The akara is gone. Sneh plus e. You'll get this upada dirga. Sneh plus E, and then you'll get a form called Snehi. The Snehi is a dhatu in itself. Is again a derived dhatu. That is Ubhayapadi. So there'll be two forms. Okay. One is Snehati. Sneh, and then it gets a Snehi. Snehi plus Shap plus Thi comes Snehi plus A plus Thi. Becomes Snehe plus A plus T becomes Snehi plus Snehi plus A plus T becomes Snehayati. Okay, so the forms of this will be one of the forms, Parasmepada forms will be Snehayati, Snehayataha, Snehayanti, Snehayasi, Sneha Yathaha, Sneha Yatha, Sneha Yami, Sneha Yavaha, Vaha, Sneha Yamaha. Okay, but these dhatus are Ubhayapadi. So Parasmepadam is one. You'll also get the Atmanepadam, corresponding Atmanepadam suffixes. They will come in. Snehayate. Snehayate. Okay. So Snehayate, like Edate. Edate, Edate, Edante. Edase, Edate, Edadve. Ede, Edavahe, Edhamahe. So similarly, Snehayate. 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 Snehayante. Sneha yase, sneha yate, sneha ya dve, sneha yase, snehe, sneha yate, sneha yadve, snehe, sneha, sorry, sneha, Sneha ye, Sneha ye, Sneha ye, Sneha yavahe, Sneha yamahe. Okay, so don't worry about the actual derivation of these, but these are the two forms that you will get. One is Parasmaipadi for the 10th Gana Dhatu. Okay, why all this discussion? Because if at all you have dhatu called Ishidha, okay, and if you look up a dictionary for Ishidhu, one second, dhatu is Siddhu, if I look up the dhatu for Siddhu, it'll be like this. Oops. A dhatu patha gives me these three dhatus. Okay. So one is bhvadi, shidha gatyam. Then another dhatu, shidhu shastre mangalyecha. Again a bhvadi gana dhatu. But there's a divadi gana dhatu called shidhu samuradhav. Okay. Shidhu samuradhav. So there in samuradhav, it means, you know, something that is to be fulfilled, to be successful. Siddhyati. Okay, Siddhyanti karmasu. That is the meaning that you get. Siddhyanti. Okay, so whatever you desire, that will be fulfilled. Then this samuradhav, divadi gana dhatu. Now, what happens if it was this dhatu, this gana, bhvadi gana, shidha gatyam, would become sedhati. Okay, why? Because you will have got this guna. Siddhu becomes Sedhati. If it is this dhatu, Shidhu, also Sedhati. Okay. So both of this you would have become Sedhati. But if it's Divadi Gana dhatu, right? Divadi Gana dhatu, we saw earlier, it becomes Siddhu plus Shyan plus Ti in Parasmaipadam. Siddhu Yati Siddhyati. Okay, so when you see Parasmay Padam and you see this Shyan, Ya, and you see this Guna does not happen, that means it is this fourth Gana Dhatu that we are talking about. Okay, so why all that? Because Siddhyati. In the Siddhyati, it's a Divadi Gana Dhatu. There he says, Daivam Siddhyati or Daivam Na Siddhyati. Okay, Daivam Na Siddhyati. Daivam Na Siddhyati means the fate does not succeed. Fate does not succeed. Okay, how does it not succeed? If it has one wheel, the chariot does not move. So one wheel is the fate. The fate alone being, you will not succeed. Why? Because the other wheel is absent. So without the other wheel, what is the other wheel? Purushakarena Vina. Purushakarena Vina. What is Purushakara? Purushakara, okay, first of all, let us look at Purushakara only. Purusha is a man, human, okay? It has nothing to do with masculine man or a woman, okay? It's a Purusha. Without human, Purushasya Karaha. It's a Tatpurusha Samasa. Purushasya Kara. So this Kara, Karaha is a Karanam. Because it's a Kru Dhatu, not the Kru Dhatu to do. There's a Kruni Himsayam, that Dhatu is used, and a Karane Ghaing Pratyaya is used to make it as Kara. This Karaha means effort. Okay. So Purushasya Karaha, that means the effort of a human. Okay. Which is actually an opposite to Daiva, opposite to fate. So that means there are these two words which are opposite to each other. Purushakara and Daivam. Okay, so Purushakara and Daivam, these are antonyms. They are opposite. Okay, Daivam means fate, means for which human effort is not required. Whereas Purushakara means the effort, human effort is required. Okay, that human effort is called Purushakara. So Purushakarena Vina. Okay, this is Tritiya Vibhakti. So Purushakara becomes Tritiya Purushakarena. Purushakarabhyam Purushakarebhya. So Purushakarena is third case. Okay. So it is Purushakaraha is masculine. So masculine instrumental singular of Purushakaraha. Kara. The third case is Purushakarena. Okay. So you have to see why is this third case, right? This is the third case. Third case, we know when something is a Karana. What is a Karana? Karane Tritiya. Why is it Karana? Karana means something that is an instrument. Okay, we looked at these Karakas. We know that Karakas, Karta, okay, which is the agent of the action. Okay, Karana, Karma. Karma means the object of the action. Right? Agent of the action, Karta. Of the action, Karta, and then you have Karana. Karana means it is the instrument through which action is accomplished. The results of the action is accomplished. Okay, it's the instrument of the action. So if it's an instrument of the action, then what happens in Kartari Prayoga, okay, karta is first case, nominative. Karma is second case, right? Accusative, dvitiya vibhakti. And karana is third case. Third case. Okay. Karana is third case, and third case is Tritiya Vibhakti, instrumental in Kartari Prayoga. In Karmani Prayoga also, the instrument is in third case. Forget about that discussion. Right now we are saying Kartari Prayoga, the instrument is in third case, right? So what are these third cases, and what brings in the third case? There are multiple scenarios in which the instrumental case is brought in. Okay, let us look at that. Okay, what brings in the instrumental case? If you were to ask, right? The first is basically, if it is Karmani Prayoga, in Karmani Prayoga, okay, we said Kartari Prayoga here, okay. But in Karmani Prayoga, okay, the Karta is in the third case, instrumental case, okay. And the Karma is in the, and here in the Karma, in Karmani Prayoga, Karma is in the nominative, Prathama Vibhakti. We have seen this, okay. So let us say that the second scenario, right? When do you use the instrumental case? Okay, the instrumental case is used to indicate the instrument, okay, in Kartari Prayoga, which is used to do the action. In both Kartari and Karmani Prayoga, once you say that this is the instrument that is used to do the action, you will use the third case, the instrumental case. Okay, third scenario is basically when you have something accompanying somebody. Okay, to indicate the person or thing accompanying the action. For example, I have a book here which tells me I go with the servant. Okay, then you say dasena gachami. Aham is not required. Gachami itself brings in aham. So dasena gachami. So that means along with the servant, I go. Okay. Fourth scenario. When is this instrumental case used? Okay, it is also used to indicate the cause or reason. Sometimes to say that this is the cause, right? An English translation would be because of, owing to. Okay, on account of or out of this reason, because of. Okay, this is called hetu tritiya. Hetu means to indicate cause. Hetu means cause. Okay, so he abandons the village, or I abandon the village because of misery. Dukkhena. Dukkhena, okay, gramam tyajami. I abandon, or rather let us say out of or on account of misery, I leave, abandon the village. Okay, fourth case. This is a scenario where you could bring in the the tritiya vibhakti is brought in.
Kalpeshji, I have a question.
Yes,
on the third one, to indicate a person accompanying, don't we have to use saha?
You can use saha, so that is good. Another one, right? So when saha is explicitly, the sutra says when saha may be there or saha could be indicative. Okay,
it's understood. So is that what it is?
Yeah, it is understood, right? It is you do not do an adhyara, but it is understood. Dasena gachami means dasena saha gachami. If it is said that saha yukte, Saha Yukte. One second. Good question.
No, Dasena Gachami, it could be said because of him I am going, because of the Dasa.
No. That is not what is meant there.
Okay.
Dasena Gachami.
Apradane.
Apradane, yes, thank you. Okay. Saha Yukte Apradane, is it? Can you repeat, please? Saha.
Saha Yukte Pradane.
Yeah, Saha Yukte Pradane. So, Apradane. Okay, Saha Yukte Pradane. Saha Yukte Apradane. That is the, whenever it loads up, Saha Yukte. So, Sahartena Yukte Apradane Tritiya Vibhakti. So, in this case, Putrena Saha Goman, okay, whatever. Or it could be Saharte Chayoge. Okay, Tritiya Vidhana. So basically in this case you either could have Saha or some word which is like Saha, like Sardha is another word. Saha, Sardha. Okay, these words could be there. Okay. Or the words need not be there, you mean that word. So Dasena Saha Gachami. If Saha is there, then you definitely use Tritiya. And then your Gamanam, right? In the Gamanam, somebody is there, right? Then you are actually going along with that person. So that is the only meaning that you can bring in. Because of that, right? Then you can say because of the krodha or something else, some other reason you have to give it. Not because of the person. If it is because of the person, you could even use panchami, by the way. This because the cause, right? Mm. Because tritiya is used, sometimes panchami is also used. Okay. Anyway, these meanings are there where the third case is brought in, right?
Then Vina also, right?
I'm coming to that. So the fifth case, right, is to translate expression like by name, by nature. Okay. Translate expression like by in English. Okay. This is English translation. By name. Okay, or by nature. Okay, example, Swabhavena. Swabhavena Ramaha Viraha Bhavati. Asti Bhavati. Okay, then what happens is that the Saha, so there are these words which are there. Okay, these words when they are there, for example, when Saha word is there or when Vina word is there. Okay, before we go that, let us finish the seventh one and I'll come back to the Saha. The seventh one, it says that when the particle, there are some particles like alam. Alam means enough. Okay, alam and krutam. These are two particles, krutam, which means enough. So when these particles are there, right, then also you use tritiya. Alam dukkhena. Okay, means enough with misery. English, enough with misery. Alam kalahena. Enough of quarrel. Okay, so here what happens is that there are sometimes this third case is not brought in because of any of these meanings. The third case is brought in just because these words are there. So when Saha is there, when Vina is there, then Vina is there, sometimes you get Dvitiya also, by the way. But when Vina is there, without, right? When Vina, Saha means with, along with, and Vina means without. When these words are there, right? When these words are there, okay, vina, purushakarena vina. Okay, so purushakarena vina. So without something, and whatever that thing, it is without that thing, right? Without the human effort, without the human effort, fate does not succeed. So this without being there, you get tritiya vibhakti. This tritiya is not is not the karana of the action siddhyati. Tritiya is brought in because of vina being there. These type of vibhaktis, okay, vibhakti that are brought in because of some association or rather government of some other word. Okay, that type of word is called upapada. Upapada. Upa means samipa, the word in proximity. Some other word in proximity, then that type of a vibhakti is called upapada vibhakti. Okay, when vibhakti is brought in because of the association, okay, association means because of the anvaya. With the action, okay, then what happens that vibhakti is called karaka vibhakti. Okay, so upapada vibhakti and karaka vibhakti. That means that your cases, nominative, accusative, instrumental, okay, dative, ablative, genitive, locative, these cases can come because of your association with the action. Sixth case, of course, is always association with the sambandha with another noun. But all others, okay, you will have the sambandha with the action. When whatever that sambandha, karaka sambandha, it's called karaka vibhakti. But if a tritiya vibhakti is brought in because of the existence, either an assumed existence or the existence of these words, saha, vina, then that is called upapada vibhakti. Okay, it is called upapada vibhakti. So here, purushakarena vina. Okay, so purushakara is first, it's a masculine. So purushakaraha, purushakaro, purushakaraha, right? Human effort. So without human effort, without being there, purushakara will become third case. Okay, so that's how you get the third case, instrumental case. Purushakarena vina. It's called upapada vibhakti. So without human effort, fate does not succeed. So it's like fate is one of the wheel and human effort is another wheel. And with a chariot cannot move with only one wheel, right? Similarly, fate doesn't succeed. Okay. Any questions?
Kalpeshji?
Yes.
And you said about Kru Karane. I remember in Vajagovindam we have that Dukrui Karani. Where, yes, that, how that comes, Dukrui?
There are multiple, I'll answer your question. Okay, so Dukrui, right? It is actually a Dhatu. In the Dhatu Pata, if you look up a dictionary and say, okay, I want to look up Kru. So Kru Dhatu, you could have Krui Karani. Is krui hinsayam, fifth gana dhatu, swadhi gana dhatu. And then there is a dhatu called in the tanadi gana dhatu. You have the dhatu called kru, dukrui karane. In this dukrui karane, du is an ith letter, ni is also an ith letter, only kru remains. These are grammatical ith letters that are used. Okay, Adirni Tadavaha, Tudavaha. So, to do and wu. Tudavaha, okay. So, these are the it letters. And ni is an it letter by Halantyam. Okay. Halantyam, Upadesha Janvasika it, Halantyam, Adirni Tadavaha, and then Lashakvatadite. So these are it letters. So here in this case, in the dhatu, the du and ni, these are it letters and they go away. So in that Bhajagovindam, dukri is referring to this dukri karne. Okay.
The meaning is the same as one in the vadigana dhatu, right?
Yeah. There are these dhatus are there, except in this case, it will become kru will become karoti. Tanadi kribhyah uhu, you'll get u as your listen. Here it is the in the karne, in this will come karati. Okay. So there's a dhatu called karati. The kru dhatu, you get karati. The form will be karati in bhavadigana. And dukru in karne, it will become karoti. Okay, what is the next question?
I have a question. Kalpeshi, I just came across a word today. It's krutrim. Krutrim is by nature. Or akrutim, you know, would be artificial, not without its nature. How does that fit into the kru dhatu, you know? Because kru...
No, I don't think so. I don't think so directly may be related. I'll have to find out what is the... how it is derived. Okay. It is krutrim. It is not even kru dhatu, I think. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It is kakara, refa, ukara or something. Okay. I'm not even getting it. If one of you can type it up, the actual word, it'll be good. Do you have the word in front of you? Krutrima, artificial, non-spontaneous, is that the word? Can you hear me?
I am digressing away from what you're talking.
That's
so
okay.
Ignore it, please.
No, that's okay. The word actually is krutrima. Kakara, rikara, tra, takara, refa, ikara, makara, krutrima, which could mean artificial or fictitious, non-spontaneous. But you're saying it's by nature, is it?
No, krutrim is artificial, or krutrim is natural.
Okay, yeah, so that's the opposite.
Correct.
Na krutrima is akrutrima. Let me find out. Okay, akrutrima. This one.
That's it.
Akrutrima. Akrutrima. You don't say makara akara. Can you say that one more time?
That is the correct word. Akrutrima.
Yes. Not krutrim. It is akrutrima.
Akrutrima.
Yes. So that one is, here it is, okay, no problem. It is a different word, artificial and natural. So coming back, right? So purushakarena vina daivam na siddhyati. That is the meaning. Yatha hyekena chakrena naratasya gatirbhavet yatha purushakarena vina daivam na siddhyati. So we looked at a couple of things here. We looked at what are the forms in the first 4, 6 and 10th gana dhatus, the lat lakara. We also looked at what is vibhakti in the instrumental case, what vibhaktis you get. Mostly these are the cases. And in that also, mostly it is, this is the case. Instrument, you will get tritiya vibhakti. If it is karmani prayoga, the karta also will be in the third case. Okay, and then sometimes you'll see this usages. Third case because of owing to Heto Tritiya, Panchami also. Heto Panchami also you'll have. Panchami. Right? This by nature, this is actually called as Ittambhuta Lakshane Tritiya. That is what is that by nature. Okay, so we looked at that, and that is Upapada Vibhakti and Karaka Vibhakti. Okay, yeah, I think we can start the next verse. By the way, I just wanted to also inform, next Monday I am traveling again. Okay, So it's all, so we may not have a class on Monday. I'm not sure if we can have it on Tuesday, but at least Monday we will not have it. Okay. Okay, I think I'm going to pause here. And this we will take up in the next class. Our Sheetalji also had a question about Lakshmi. So I'll take that question now. Sheetalji, you had sent me an email with the attachment on this one, Lakshmi Shabda. Bhavatyayaha prashnasya uttaram yojitam. Vishaya spashta iti manye. Let me take that up. Okay, so somebody has, so Sheetalji had asked a question. I'll pause it here, pause the recording.